Division game. Yeah. It's the next game on our schedule, obviously. But it's a division game. It's a home game. It's all the things around what we place high regards on and getting a win. It's Thanksgiving game. It's Detroit Lions tradition. So it's big. But like you said, as we go down the stretch, obviously, every game is very important, you know. But like I said, this is our next game. This is the Minnesota Vikings, and it's a division game, so it's very important.
Glover, do you think like this team now is sort of tournament tested and knows how to handle, you know, a late season run without, you know, just focus on what you need to focus on, not get caught up in things? In other words, been tested on playoff runs?
Yeah, we've been through, I would probably say the last few years. I mean, you go back to, 2014, we went on a run, made the playoffs. 2015, we didn't make the playoffs, but we went on a run at the end and gave it a shot. 2016, we went on a run, made the playoffs. So, I mean, this is something that we've dealt with. We understand the importance. We understand the situation. We understand what we got to do to get a win, and we feel like, you know, We're in a good situation. We control what we can control and go out and play our game and win the games that we have to play. We'll look up at the end. We should be in a good spot.
Is that experience as important in preparation as it is on game day? In other words, getting ready for, you know, what it takes to get ready to play too. Is that the value of it also?
What, getting ready to play what?
To play a game. In other words, the preparation to play as opposed to just the game itself. The experience of going through it, knowing what's important.
Well, I mean, I think the preparation is the same year round. You know, you got to prepare to go and play a game. It's not like, well, I'm going to prepare more in the, later in the year. You know, you got to prepare all the time. It's just, you know, sometimes things just happen. Your body feels a certain way. We got a great program that we run. And sometimes you just get to the point where your back is against the wall. You feel sense of urgency, all those different things. And, you know, you make some plays that maybe you didn't make earlier in the season, but the preparation, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I can't speak for all the other guys in the locker room, but for me, preparation is the same.
Do you get a sense of how important Thanksgiving Day football is here in Detroit since you've been here for a few years?
Well, I remember being a kid. I mean, I grew up watching the Lions on TV on Thanksgiving. So, I mean, I think for something to be around for this long, if I was a Detroiter, I would take pride in it too. I mean, this is one thing since, 1934 or something like that? Like, I remember a couple of years ago, we celebrated, 75-year anniversary.
Yeah.
You know, for Thanksgiving. So, I mean, I think that's huge. I think that's a big deal. And, you know, we try to show our appreciation to the fans for their support over these years by making sure we get a win on Thanksgiving. So, don't look for that to change this year.
How big of a pressure to get a win?
Huh?
Do you feel the pressure to win on Thanksgiving more than maybe a regular game?
Nah, but we definitely want to win. It's a home game. We love our fans.
Glover, you think it's an advantage, Thanksgiving, making a team travel with 2 days rest? They're always coming to your place.
Do I think it's an advantage? Nah, I think that's just how the schedules are. I mean, I've been on both sides of it. In 2012, when I was in Houston, we came off a overtime game we played against Jacksonville. We went to overtime, played almost five quarters. 2 days later, we were on the plane flying up here, and we played Detroit to overtime game, you know. I mean, we had to travel last week. Minnesota was at home, so they got home at 4 o'clock. We didn't get home at 4 o'clock, you know. So it is what it is, man. It's football. I mean, nobody's complaining. They understand that they got to prepare and travel. We understand that we get to prepare and play at home. I mean, it's just a part of it. You know, it's a home game on our schedule, and, you know,
what's your favorite memories of playing
undefeated right now.
Hey, what is your any thought about the breaking out the throwbacks uniforms? Is this something you're going to unveil for the first time? Is there any,
you said they're breaking out the throwbacks.
Throwbacks. Aren't you wearing your throwbacks this week?
You tell me.
Good answer.
So you wear your uniform, you put in your locker, right?
Huh?
You wear whatever they put
in
your
locker. Yeah, when I show up on game day, whatever they have in my locker, that's what I wear.
In the first game, the defense held the Vikings to 7 points. How have they changed? What changes do you expect to see?
I think one of the things that you see probably is just consistency and continuity. You know, we played them in week 4, right? But I think Sam Bradford played, the first 2 games, or maybe the first game, and then he got hurt, and then it was like, okay, well, Case is playing. Well, we don't know if Sam is going to play, if Case is going to play. But since, we played them, I think they've been with Case the whole time, right? Case. So then you get more comfortable, you understand how we're going to run the offense through Case as opposed to how we're going to run it through Sam Bradford. Then Dalvin Cook goes down, so you figure out, okay, how are we going to run the offense through Latavius Murray and McKinley? And they found ways to win. They always lean on their defense, don't turn the ball over, and, they give themselves a chance. I mean, last game we played them, I think we had 3 turnovers. Was it 3?
Yeah, 3. Yeah.
I know we had 2 fumble recoveries and I don't know what the other one was. We had 3 fumble recoveries?
Yeah, one on
Tahir had 3.
Tahir had 2 and
Zettle had 1. Yeah, so we had 3 turnovers, So it's something that they try to pride themselves on because, they put a lot of pressure on their defense. And so when they're not turning the ball over, they run it well. And, they got, receivers on the outside that's making big plays for them. That's why they've been successful.
Maybe a little bit different of a question, but you play against them every day in practice. When we talk about the best wide receiver duos in the NFL, a lot of names come up. You don't often hear much about Golden and Marvin. I'm just curious, they got 97 catches, 1,300 yards, 9 touchdowns together. Going against them every day, what type of problems do they get?
They're two totally different receivers. Golden does a lot of work underneath, across the middle, screens, option routes, slot stuff. And then Marvin does a lot of work on the outside, deep routes, digs, corner routes. You see him come alive a lot. He make a lot of plays on third down, on big catches for us. And, the thing about it, my philosophy with a lot of that stuff is different than from a lot of people. And I truly believe that what makes the best duo, in all honesty, is guys that can stay healthy and play every game and in good enough shape to almost play every play that they can play. Because when you look at it, like you said, 97 catches, I mean, we still got 7 games to go or 6 games to go, right? I mean, they could have, 150 catches, 1,300 yards. I mean, in 6 games, they can get probably what? I would at least hope that think they can get 250 apiece. So that's another 500, just 1,800 some yards, right? I mean, 9 touchdowns. I would hope they can get, between the both of them 5 or 6 more on the course of the season. So, but what happens is you get a guy to go down, and now he misses 2 or 3 games. And then he comes back, and now the numbers may be skewed, but they give them this whatever because they got bigger names or whatever. I'm all about numbers. You put the numbers out there, to me, those 2 guys stack up. But the biggest thing is they stay healthy. They contribute each and every week. They're consistent. To me, that's it's a good duo.
It's just a must-win game.
Must win?
Yeah.
Are you new?
Sort of.
You knew? Okay.
3-4 weeks.
So around here.
Yep. Oh, I gotta ask, right?
It's not a must win until if we lose, it's over.
Mathematically eliminated. Yeah.
As long as we got a chance, we got a chance.
You guys know the standings, though, obviously. They go 3 up with 5 left if you lose. I mean, you guys don't talk about that at all?
Oh, so you're saying must win to win the division?
Yeah.
It's an important game, but they go 3 up with 5 to play. We got to win all 5, or we just got to find a way to win 4, and they got to find a way to lose 3. It is what it is. It's not. It's always a chance, put it like that. Anything can happen.
How important is it to enhance your chances by winning Thursday?
It's always important to win, fellas. That's what we play the game for, to win. You know, that's what we play the game for, to win.
You talked about Case, you know, he's played six straight. Have you seen, is there confidence with that, too?
Do
you
see
that
on
film? Yeah. Because now he knows he's the guy.
Yeah. You see it. He's making throws, he's making plays. And, you know, a lot of times when quarterbacks are a little unsure, you know, they may not try and make as many plays and try to play a lot safer. But I think he's gotten a lot comfortable knowing that they do have a good defense. And, hey, I got two good receivers, and I could take a couple chances to give these guys opportunities to make big plays for us. And if it happens to be a turnover, my defense will get them stopped. I really do feel like you can see that in the way that they're progressing and the way they're playing. And, you know, it's been well for them.
You always have to be on your toes against a team like that?
Yeah. So, it's, you know, with them having two threats on the outside, and then they still got Big Zach Randolph, Rudolph, I mean. Sorry, buddy. I still got that's Big Rudolph. Yeah.
Is he from Michigan State?
So. Yeah.
But, man, then, you know, I got this big running back now. And, you know, it's I got a good thing going. And like, I mean, from what I can see, those guys have been healthy for the most of the time. You know, I don't think Diggs has missed a game. I don't think Thielen has missed a game. Rudolph, Thielen missed a couple?
Diggs
missed a couple? I don't know.
But, he's only been sacked five times, too.
Yeah, they're the least sacked team in the league. It's good.
Right. Did they get rid of it quicker?
Because
got a good left tackle.
Could be a little bit of both. You know, get rid of it quicker. They run it good. Case is pretty agile. He can move in the pocket. He can escape. So it's a lot of different factors that go into it.
I know you talked about it. You know, we asked you about it last week, but just the run defense stuff. Obviously, you know, you said it was frustrating. You have a pretty good perspective of it. Obviously, you know, just the missed tackles and some wrong run fits. Is that what you see? Is there something more to it that maybe we don't see?
I mean, I think anytime you look at a team that's not playing well against the run, somebody's not fitting right, and you're missing tackles. And you know, you say that so, I don't want to say, what, I don't know. You say it like it's just, oh, just a misfit. Oh, it's just a missed tackle. Well, the thing about defense and the thing about football in general, that's why it's the greatest team sport, is because a lot that goes into it when you see a lot of great defenses is you see great chemistry. You see great guys trust the next guy. Guys are on the same page. So when you play in a couple games where you see, okay, a couple guys may have a couple misfits, then it's kind of like, oh, okay, can I trust the guy? You know what I'm saying? Do I need to do more because of this? But then now you get out of your gap. You know what I'm saying? And so you try to continue to hone in on, hey, man, if we all just do our job, the play should get made. It may not be your play to make the tackle, but if you hold that edge, the linebacker gonna make the tackle, because on the next one he's gonna shoot the gap, and the old lineman gonna have to come off and block him, and then you're gonna make the tackle. It's all gonna work together, and it's enough to go around for everybody. We just gotta make sure that everybody's trusting the process, trusting the calls, and executing at a high level.